This episode of Clearview Today is brought to you by Le Bleu Ultra Pure Water. David, how many bottles of water do you think you drink a day?
Well, actually, I only drink Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew, Strawberry Yoo-Hoo, and the occasional Pepto-Bismol.
Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew? Do they even make that anymore?
Fun fact, no. I have to make my own with McDonald's Sprite, and you guessed it, Texas Pete.
I am genuinely horrified to hear that.
Me too.
You know, unlike other bottled waters, Le Bleu water only has two ingredients, hydrogen and oxygen. Nothing more, nothing less. Le Bleu's award-winning ultra-pure water is the result of their patent-pending five steps beyond Mother Nature process, which eliminates the inorganic materials and creates uniquely pure water, free of contaminants and perfectly balanced and fresh tasting.
And Le Bleu produces only the highest quality, ultra-pure bottled water on the market. You can get them in 1 liter, 1.5 liters, 12 ounces, 20 ounces, or even in the 3 to 5 gallon water coolers. And best of all, Le Bleu Central conveniently delivers this pure refreshment right to your home or office.
That's right. Le Bleu delivers our water coolers right here to Clearview Church every single month like clockwork. And it's not just water. Le Bleu supplies the finest gourmet coffees, teas, and hot chocolates to accommodate every preference in your office. I'm talking Green Mountain, Starbucks, Krispy Kreme, Donut Shop. So whether you're looking for the perfect brew for yourself or for your workplace, Le Bleu has got you covered.
You can visit their website today at MyLeBleu, that's MyLeBleu.com, and use promo code TODAY, that's TODAY, for a 10% discount at checkout. Every single purchase you make using that promo code helps us here at the Clearview Today Show and gets you one step closer to the purest, most refreshing water you've ever tasted.
Thank you to Le Bleu for sponsoring this episode. Now let's start the show.
Where's my Mountain Dew?
You're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhinand Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can find our show online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, send us a text at 252-582-5028, or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com. As always, I'm Ryan.
I'm John Galantis.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, we are excited to be coming to you today from not the Clearview Today
studio. I was going to say, we are coming at you live, not from the Clearview Today studio, but from about 40, 50 feet up in the air. How high would you say we are, Dr. Shah?
I think about right.
We're in this is not like a tree stand. It's like a tower. Sniper's watchtower.
Yeah, it's like a watchtower.
In the middle of Cody, Wyoming. That's where we are, right? We're in Cody. That's right.
Cody, Wyoming.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wapiti.
Yes.
Wapiti. Wapiti.
Wapiti? Is that where we are?
Yeah.
Like Wapiti Boppity, give me the Zoppity.
Wapiti Boppity, give me the Zoppity. I think that's the full name. They just shortened it to Wapiti.
I am mastering my own fear right now because I do not like heights, but I'll tell you this. I will do anything for the Clearview Today audience,
that's
including
exactly
sitting in this surprisingly soundproof, like this looks like a stoop. Like someone tried to
nice.
Like, there's carpet on the walls.
Yep.
There's like the ceiling is wood. There's like wood paneling. It's very nice. And you got a view of the Rocky Mountains. Literally, this is kind of crazy. You're listening to me in your car, but we are sitting in a watchtower 50 feet up in the air looking right dead at the Rocky Mountains.
If you're watching the video,
are there Rocky Mountains?
I think these are the Rockies, aren't they?
They are mountains and they're rocky. I don't know.
There's snow on them. I know that.
They're part of the Rocky Mountains.
Dr. Shah, how did we find ourselves here in Wyoming doing a radio show? how did this come to
how
be?
Did we get here?
Like, how did we get
well,
here?
Well, every year, as you know, we go for our staff retreat. This is a time to go with family, with our kids, our loved ones, our spouses, because all of us are involved in the ministry at Clearview. And so we go together somewhere away from the church, from Henderson, North Carolina.
Right.
And just spend time, number one, praying for our church, our people, our ministry, our reach, whatever God is doing, but also taking the time to connect with each other.
True.
And connect not just with one another, but also with our wives and our kids.
That's right.
And it's a precious time that I get to spend time with your kids and your kids and others in our team as well and their families. And so we get away, and we have been going different places.
Right.
And this year, my wife last year she found this place in Wyoming so we could visit Yellowstone and we could visit the Grand Tetons and visit some dinosaur sites. I mean, so we don't just come and sit in the house.
Right.
We also move around and spend some time just kind of replenishing.
Yeah.
It's tiring, don't get me wrong, but it's very fulfilling.
Oh, yeah. It's extremely rewarding. And that's, you know, one of the things that we did last year, because I think we've done it away from home 4 years.
Right.
Arizona was the first year. Colorado, second year. Third year, we actually were doing the Clearview Today show.
Yeah. Right.
So you guys remember when we were coming at you from South Dakota. And then
Deadwood, South Dakota.
And then this year, Wyoming.
Yeah.
It's really incredible for me because there's a lot of things. Like, travel will just get you out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
I'm a
yeah.
man of comfort. You know, I think you guys know that about
me. I am too.
I love my routine. I love my routine. I love my easy chair. I love going to work and knowing what's coming. And travel is not that. In fact, it's the very opposite of that. You never know what to expect. So we're rolling in. Tonight's actually our last night before we go home. And it's 8:30 p.m. right now. It looks like it's 5:30 back home.
Right.
Yeah, but that's the thing that tripped me out is that we're on the way here and like we're pulling in and I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, man, is it really this time?
Yeah.
Is it really that late?
And so we were rolling in and Dr. Shaw was like, do you think we have time to do a show? I was like, audio-wise, yes. Video-wise, we have about maybe 30 minutes of sunlight. He was like, get in the watch.
Let's go.
We
got
to do it.
Let's do it.
We got to. And I'm glad we do. It keeps you fresh. It keeps you on your toes. You know
what
I mean?
That's right.
Yeah. And these experiences that we share, I mean, it's priceless to be able to not just experience the beauty of Yellowstone, the beauty of the Grand Tetons. I mean, we were there today and it was breathtaking.
It was insane.
But to be able to experience it together as a team and with our families, I mean, these are memories that we'll take with us, they'll last our lives.
That's right. And beyond. Yeah. I mean, new heavens and new earth, we will also still remember and go, wow, you remember that time?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We were in the cathedral, what is it called?
The Cathedral Group.
Cathedral
the mountain range, yeah.
Yeah, by the Grand Tetons.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is not just to connect with each other, but also, as someone said, nature is God's tranquilant.
Yes,
you know,
that's
and
right.
It gives us a time to just cool down and just replenish and spend time enjoying the beauty of creation. I mean, that's what we're doing here.
That's right. Yeah. That's 100% right.
Also, it gives us a chance to also go places that authenticate the validity of Scripture.
That's right. That's 100% right. Because, you know, we're doing a lot of things where I thought that was someone's alarm, but I think it was an actual bird outside the window.
There's a bird up there.
I don't know if you heard it in the audio.
I guarantee you they didn't. I might put it in.
I was like, is someone's phone going off?
There's an actual bird like on the watchtower. Okay, I'm going to power through. So we're talking about, and we talked about this a little bit last year. I think we talked about it on the show when we were in South Dakota, the validity of the Bible as far as the Genesis account, the flood. We see that experienced or we see that demonstrated in we saw it demonstrated in the Badlands, you know, with all of the post-flood like fossils that were coming up. But then also here in Wyoming, in the Tetons and in Yellowstone.
That's right. Well, it's all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
The marks of the great catastrophe
mm-hmm.
that took place 2500 BC, 4,500 years ago,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
the marks of it are all over this planet,
mm-hmm.
but they are very vividly seen right here because of the way the landscape is situated.
Right.
Less trees, haven't had as much chance to mess with it. I guess humans have not done much to it since the flood because presidents like Teddy Roosevelt declared this as a national forest, so they're protected. So we can come here and see things that we may not be able to see other places.
Right, because we've kind of covered over it with buildings and cities and all that kind
of
stuff. Yeah,
right.
That makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. You know, there's a lot of secular scientists out there who I don't even want to say that they say this. It's almost just common knowledge now that this what we see is not the result of a catastrophic flood.
Mm.
It's the result of billions and billions of years of the earth just kind of settling.
I mean, everywhere we went, the signs had the millions and billions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's something that's almost accepted as common knowledge. It's something that I think Christians have to unlearn because I learned that in school.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it isn't that it's not a thing of doubting faith. It's just a thing of this is what you were taught. And when you're taught something at a young age, you have to have faith in the Bible to unlearn those things.
Right. You right. know? And I had to educate myself.
Mm-hmm.
And through the years we've tried on our radio show, as well as Ryan, you've done that with your youth.
That's right.
All the time. And we take these concepts and bring it down to a level that especially the kids,
mm-hmm.
not just youth, but also not just the students, but also the young kids, teaching them how God made this this earth,
mm-hmm.
heavens and the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And here, heavens, we're not talking about God's throne, but talking about heavens as in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And this earth in 6 24-hour days.
Right.
And then when human beings sinned, this is about maybe 1,500 years after creation, mm-hmm. that he sent this massive worldwide flood and destroyed everything other than, of course, the sea creatures.
Right.
And one man and his family. Mm-hmm. And you talk about that as well with the students on their level.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've set the tone for that, Dr. Shah, with your series, Digging Deep, and your series, Contend.
Yes.
Where we're talking about apologetics and how to defend our faith. That led into a series that we've done with the students, 48 Seconds, on how to answer these difficult questions. Like, what do you do when somebody brings up the Ice Age? We don't really know what Bible passage to turn to when we talk about that. Or how do you answer somebody who says the earth is billions and billions of years old? We talk about all those things because it's important for us to learn and to see the world through that lens. We were talking about that today in the cars as we were driving. Is, you know, when you look at the world, you're looking at it through a lens, a worldview.
Right.
And if you look at it through the lens of evolution, through the lens of millions and billions of years, you're going to see evidence that supports that. But when you really look at God's creation and just looking out right now, it's just beautiful. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. You're always go ahead.
I was just going to say, when you look at it through the lens of a young earth and through the lens of a worldwide catastrophic flood, everything falls into place. Everything lines up. It really does.
Yeah. You're always going to find what you're looking for. You know what I mean? If I look at like you through the lens of Ryan's a thief, anytime I see you pick something up, it's going to confirm that bias.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I was thinking your microphone.
I see what you're saying.
I was committed to the book.
Yeah, I got you. I thought something was wrong. I thought like the cable came unplugged or something. No, I'm always going to. It's just like snooping. You're going to find what you're looking for. And I think it's just like that. There's no way to you're going to pick your worldview.
Yeah.
And we've chosen that the Bible is going to be our worldview. That's our foundation.
That's
the choice you have to make. And I don't think we'll ever get to a place where it's like, that's obvious for everyone. I think it's like you say, you have to pick your foundation.
That's right.
You choose to build your life on God's word.
Well, on 3 days. So starting on Monday, we went around Cody and we saw an old cow town. And
yeah,
all
that was fun.
That was fun. But on a Tuesday, we went to Yellowstone. Mm-hmm. Wednesday, we had to make a switch between Wednesday and Thursday. We were going to go to a dinosaur museum today, but we ended up moving it to Wednesday because of rain.
Right.
And we went to Thermopolis and saw a dinosaur museum, and they have the Archaeopteryx.
Archaeopteryx, yeah.
Archaeopteryx.
And I had to sit there and like look at how to pronounce this.
We wanted to film
a little blurb on the Archaeopteryx because it's actually a kind of significant biblical issue.
Yeah. And then on Thursday, we went to the Grand Tetons, which is to the south of the Yellowstone National Forest. And all three of those places had something significant to teach us or remind us of creation and the flood.
That's right.
Yellowstone, I mean, you're sitting on a massive super volcano.
Uh-huh. Okay? Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. I mean, this is all part of the flood geology. Mm-hmm. And it reveals itself in the geysers that are going off, in the smoke, the 10,000 some geothermal features all over the park.
Yeah, because you think when God flooded the earth, it all came down from heaven.
No.
But it says that the waters burst forth from the deep.
Yeah.
All those volcanoes that were lying dormant are going off at once. Like, I think we were talking about it today. Like, when God says, I will destroy the earth, he's not like goofing around.
Yeah, we have that mistaken picture sometimes that it just rained a lot on Moses.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, man, it was a really rainy day for a while.
Yeah.
And then there was a flood. No, I mean, this was a catastrophic upheaval of the entire creation.
Planet Namek blowing up.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, really,
it looked like an apocalypse.
The whole earth was upended. I mean,
yeah.
Rocks jutting out and water exploding from the deep.
But
we
draw murals on like children's nurseries with Noah and his smiley face and the little pandas.
They put it in nurseries, right?
Yeah, they put it in nurseries. Yeah, and it's got little pandas and giraffes and they're all smiling and singing songs. But it's like, dude, the world is ending. This is an apocalypse.
This really is a very bad thing that's happening. And these are the only creatures that are left.
Yeah.
But this family, that's going to repopulate the earth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But when you have the earth renting itself apart, like there's going to be volcanic activity. It's all over the place.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of where we're talking about. You see this stuff come to life in front of your eyes. It's just that it's been twisted into this new evolutionary worldview.
That's right.
And the only way to make it work is to add billions and billions of years of it. Mm-hmm. Like, if I were to be like, hey, I think Dr. Shah, like, if he were to die, Dr. Shah's body is going to sprout wings and he's going to come back to life. It's like, how is that going to happen? It's like, with enough time, it will happen. Yeah. Like, give it a billion years. Like, it's not going to happen in a billion years. Give it 10 billion.
Yeah.
It will.
Yeah.
And you can, as long as you add time to it, you can pretty much assert whatever you want to assert.
Right.
And I think that's what's happening in evolutionary science, I guess you would say.
Yeah. And places like this are so important for us as leaders to expand our mind, to expand that's our horizons and experience things that are outside of the norm. I mean, I don't wake up and see this every day. No. This is not our view back home.
Yeah, this is incredible.
But it stretches us and it grows us and it expands our ability to lead and our ability to relate to one another, our ability to connect with you, our listening audience in the Clearview Today Show. I mean, you grow as you travel and as you add places to your repertoire.
Is this something that was taught to you, or is this something you kind of stumbled upon, or did you read it somewhere? Like the idea of just taking staff retreats?
Nicole had mentioned to me that we need to do that. We need to get away with our families and not just with the team.
Right.
Our families are just as much part of the ministry, and not just proverbially part of the ministry. They actually serve. I mean, your wives serve. Your family does. David is here and his family does. So we felt like, we need to go away together and do this, and it'll bring us closer to each other. It'll give us a time to explore. It is more tiring. It's not a relaxing time like you would think a retreat would be. So it is a doing time, but we feel like this is one time of the year we can do this.
Right.
And I recommend that to church staffs. Go and do things like this. It may tire people out, but it will give them so much in their repertoire. You can take them to the beach, and that's great. And we're going to do that as well this year. Maybe take 3-4 days and just go off to the beach as a team. But going to a place like this, like we also went to the Grand Tetons. We saw the tectonic plates.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Shooting up into the sky. And then you see Jackson Hole all the way down. I mean, the same ground is just sinking down. So you see that it helps their faith.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And like we went to the Dinosaur Museum, it was awesome to see your kids walking around looking at all this.
Yeah.
And then to remind them, hey guys, all these things were not billions of years old or millions of years. This is something God made.
Right.
And the flood destroyed.
Right.
And of course, the Archaeopteryx.
Because that's what they're saying. This proves evolution because it's a transition between dinosaur and bird. This is the missing link.
Right.
But it's like all of its classifications are just for birds.
Right.
You know, it's just a bird.
It's a bird.
It's a prehistoric bird, but it's a bird.
Yeah. That's right.
And it does help your faith. A lot of Christians don't want to do this. They want to read the Bible, John 3:16, put that on my gravestone, and now I'm all good. Yeah. But they don't want to dig deep into the Bible. And I can even speak as someone who did not value travel. I didn't like it because it requires you to do stuff.
Yeah.
You don't get to relax. I mean, you can go and travel and relax, but to do something like this, to better yourself, you have to go and you have to do.
Yeah. And think about your kids, their faith. You know, that's what happens in ministry kids. They become atheist and all this stuff. You know, have you heard that lately?
Oh, yes.
At least you can tell your kids, hey, you don't have any reason to even remotely go in that direction.
That's right.
Exactly. I mean, even to hear at my kids, they're keeping like a list of all the places that we've been and writing notes about each one. And they have their own cameras where they're taking pictures. And I hear their conversations about places that we've been just to see how they're growing and to see how they're understanding how God made the world and how it impacts their faith. We were walking through the dinosaur museum, and my oldest daughter, she's 11, she came up to me and she was like, Dad, they have stuff here talking about like these rocks are used for protection and these rocks are used for healing, and that's not true. We don't believe that. And I said, no, sweetie, we don't believe that. What do we believe? She said, well, God does that for us. And I said, absolutely.
That's right.
But to see them kind of make that their own and to see them have these experiences as well and to watch them grow and expand, I mean, it's a blessing. We're so thankful.
Yeah, so this retreat is important on so many levels, getting away from our usual setting, connecting with each other, especially with the family members, also seeing our faith rise, especially our kids seeing things that they may not get to see where we live.
Yeah.
And them discussing this with you guys, laughing. We laugh a lot.
True. Yeah. Very much. Yeah. So, well, that's the other thing is when you travel, you always come back with stories. Yeah. You come back with like 5, 6, 7, and 9, 10 stories.
Yeah. That, you want to tell the story of what happened at the Snow Mountain?
Yeah. Yeah. The snow. Okay. So that wasn't even planned. A lot of the things that we end up doing are just things where it's like, do you just kind of want to just stop?
Yeah.
And let's just get out and take pictures. So we started driving through Wyoming on the way to, I think it was the first day? Was it the countdown?
Second day.
This is Yellowstone.
We end up stopping by the side of the mountain because there's snow everywhere. Like coming from North Carolina, you might see snow once a year.
We haven't seen it in 2 years.
We have not.
It was snowing today.
Yeah.
Like as we were driving, it was actively snowing.
Yeah, in Wyoming. Right.
Yeah. Yes. Not North Carolina.
Yeah. So in North Carolina, you might see snow once a year if you're lucky and it sticks around for a day. And we haven't seen that in 2 years. Yeah. So we drove here and we were starting to, it's like, oh, look, snow. I remember that stuff.
Yeah.
I remember how much fun that was.
Right.
We got the kids with us. Let's get them out. So we get them out. We're taking pictures. And then all of a sudden people start like scaling the mountain. Katie starts scaling. One of our staff starts climbing the mountain. So I was like, I guess I'm going to climb the mountain. Then David's like, I'm going to climb. So now everyone's just scaling a snowy mountain.
Yep.
And I'm like, what in the world is happening? And I'm like, not going to be outdone. So I'm like, I'm going to scale it too.
Sure. Here we go.
So then we start climbing this mountain. We're putting our hand. It gets like to a point where it's steep enough where you have to like climb on your hands and knees. And it's like, this is cold as mess. And so now our hands are hurting. And so we look back and we're up the side of the mountain. And I'm like, how in the world do we get down from here?
We didn't consider that on the way up. Like, how are we going to get back down?
I was looking at Ryan. I was like, we shouldn't have did this, man. It was steep.
How was it, David?
Here.
Also, I mean, it was just deep, like deep mountain because, hold on, Adam's telling me to get in the shot. So it was deep, deep like mountain because we're sitting there and I go to take a step.
Yeah.
And as soon as I go to take a step, I go up to my leg. Like,
oh yeah.
Up,
yeah. It's
up
like up
here.
To your thigh, hip. Yeah. Yeah. It's deep. So
it was crazy. And then, I tried to finesse my way back down and ended up being finessed by the mountain. I did.
and then you, actually came down the mountain.
Yeah.
Slid down.
Yeah.
And then he literally did a
front flip.
Do we have someone filmed it, right? Did you film it?
Yeah.
Maybe front we'll flip, put like it a somersault down the mountain.
Maybe we'll put it in this video right here. We can kind of overlay it on the video. But David is like going down the mountain, somersaults down, loses his cowboy hat on the side of the mountain. I'm already down by this point. And I'm like, oh my goodness. So I'm like, Ellie's my wife. I'm like, grab David's hat on the way down. She starts sliding down again, the face of a mountain.
Yeah.
This is not a snowy hill. Yeah. This is the face of a mountain.
And not using any apparatus. Like, we're not on a sled or anything. We are sitting down on just us sliding down the mountain.
On our behinds. Yep. And so Ellie is sliding down the mountain. Indiana Jones style, reaches out, grabs David's hat,
puts it on
her head.
It's the most magical thing
down
I've
the
ever
mountain,
seen.
Comes up, takes it off, and bows. And I was
hilarious.
Like, we got to go home.
That's the trip. That's it.
And also Adam and Celeste.
Yeah.
Right? You and your wife.
Yeah.
He's newly married.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's behind the camera right now. And they were also there. And his wife was throwing snowballs at him.
Throwing snowballs off the side of a...
At him.
Off the side of a cliff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, all of a sudden, I just feel like this ice of snow. And it's like, why would you do that? It was so cold.
It's so cold. And also, again, I feel like I'm repeating myself. We're like 100 something feet in the air.
This is full on the side of
a
mountain.
We're on the side of a cliff. It was insane.
Yeah.
And then, you know what? Thomas, Dr. Shaw's youngest son, got up there, was super high. He was like, I'm going to climb higher than everybody else. Yeah. Starts climbing up there, looks down and is like, what do I do? We're like, slide down on your behind. And then we look at what he's wearing.
He's
wearing
the shortest shorts
I've ever.
Like, oh, no.
Not just shorts either. Not basketball shorts. Like shorts.
Yeah.
Short shorts.
Yeah. So his leg is like fully in the snow.
So he's like, I'm not sliding down on my behind.
And he didn't.
No, he didn't. He just
like surfed down.
Yeah,
like,
no, how he did
without
that.
A snowboard. It was impressive.
Crazy. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. And then after that, of course, Yellowstone. Old Faithful. That was something that was on my bucket list.
That's a classic trip. Every American who's able to should make it.
Yes.
And we did.
Yeah, we did.
It's
saw
not
Old
Faithful. It's just Old Tired and Faithful because it's no longer on the time anymore.
Yeah,
right?
True.
Yeah, that's right. It's slightly off the regularity that it
there
had
was
at one time.
I think we
were
did
like, is this going to...
We filmed
a
video. We
right
filmed
time?
A video on it. We'll probably release it on Abadan Shah PhD on YouTube. I think there was an earthquake in the 50s. And it got something happened where it got off time. Yeah, but we saw it.
Yeah.
How awesome.
It was really cool. Yeah. It was really, really cool. That was another area where it was like right about to go off, and then both my kids started having a meltdown right there at the time. I was like, someone else is dealing with that. I'm watching the guys.
Yeah, we had a blast. Our wives had a blast. Our kids, Nick, who works with us on the staff, I mean, he had a great time, walked down the railroad track and all that stuff.
It was fun.
We did that on one day. Got on the swinging bridge in Thermopolis.
Yep. I conquered my fear of heights. I got on the swinging bridge.
Nick was shaking.
And he was swinging.
Yeah, so that was the thing. The bridge is over like a gorge where there's like a churning river beneath you. And I mean, it's like... It's a swinging bridge, and Nicholas is like, "I'm gonna make it swing." So I'm at the beginning of the bridge. I see Nicholas almost all the way across. He just starts jumping up and down and swinging. I'm like, "I'll just wait."
Yeah.
Everybody else is on it. They're like, "Nick, stop, dude." I'm like, "I'm not getting on there. I'm just gonna wait."
Yeah. Never mind about that.
Yeah, he'll get bored and go somewhere
else. But it tells you God's people can have fun.
Oh yeah,
that's exactly.
We can laugh, and 100%. It's good to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm grateful for our church. Our church family is so awesome that has made a provision for us to be able to go and do this. So thank you, Clearview Church, and our leadership, our finances, our financial leaders, and all of them. I mean, just amazing, supportive church.
Absolutely.
And I pray that all churches would be like this.
Amen. Yes. Well, I say thank you to you for setting the example, setting the mold.
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity for bringing our families across the country where can build memories and expand our horizons and have fun together.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I think we got maybe a couple minutes left. Do you each want to just say your favorite thing about the trip so far? Just your favorite. Oh, we almost didn't talk about the most important thing.
Which is
the stinking grizzly bear.
Oh, we saw a grizzly bear.
Wow.
I can't believe we were about to end the episode and not tell the best story of all.
We didn't just see a grizzly bear.
Everybody wanted to see a grizzly.
Yeah.
And then we got to Wyoming and we were talking to some of the locals in the stores and they were like, "Hey, if you guys are going, you know, be careful because there's been a record number of grizzlies out this year." And I was like, "That's what I want." And they were like, "Okay, just
calm down.
they're here. Just let you know." So we went almost the entire trip.
Yeah.
And today.
Yes.
On today. What is today? Today is Thursday. We're recording this on Thursday. We're leaving in like, 10 hours?
Yeah.
So we get out,
huge crowd of people around.
And it's by the side of the lake.
Right. Yeah.
And so it usually does that, or she usually does that looking for food.
Yes. Yes.
And I mean, there are people there with cameras. I mean, these massive lenses.
Yeah.
And the park rangers are there as well. And every few minutes, they're like, "Okay, guys, back up some more." Bear kept coming. And they're like, "Okay, back up some more."
Yeah. And we had to take a few seats. And it was like, "Okay, you guys are good." And then they would take their pictures. I was shooting video. And I think Adam and David were shooting video as well. And we're like, "All right, back up, back up, back up."
Yeah.
And then we start back up. They're like, "All right, guys, you know what? Let's everybody get back to their cars. Yeah. We don't like this." And I was like, "Golly, do you think this bear might charge or something?" And then the park rangers start to get more agitated. They're like, "Guys, seriously, back to your cars." So we all get back in our car. Sure enough, the bear just charges across
the road. Straight across, right in front of one of our vans.
Dr. Shaw filmed a video. I'm going to put it right here.
Unreal.
But we'll drop it right here in the video. But I mean, just charging straight across the road. Yeah. I was like,
"But the cubs.
With the cubs, following. Yeah. I was like, "I cannot believe we just saw that."
And just crossing the road and going up the mountain. And that's all she wanted to do was just go across the road.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, she wasn't mad at nobody. She wouldn't attack him, but she just wanted to get across the road. And there's a huge crowd of like cars and stuff. She just ran right across. Never in my life did I think we would actually see a grizzly.
So close.
So close. And with her cubs and charge up the side of a mountain.
Yeah, right in front of our vehicle.
That was insane. Yeah, yeah.
Like 100%. She did it just for us. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for sending that bear our way. That was insane.
Unbelievable.
That's probably my favorite part of the trip.
I think that's pretty much ours.
I think that's my favorite too.
How about you guys?
That was the highlight for sure.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, what would you say?
I enjoyed the bear because... like it was in front of my car that I was driving. So I got to like sit there and watch it go right across. But my favorite part of the entire trip, it's hard to say because all of the like natural sights have been amazing, but I really enjoyed the gun museum.
Yeah, that's true.
That
the Museum of Firearms.
The Buffalo Bill Center of the West. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
That was incredible.
They have like five museums there.
Five museums in one complex.
Yeah. It was unreal.
But if we're talking about like sites, it was the Prism Lake. That was
Prism Lake was incredible.
How about you, Adam? You had one favorite one?
Yeah, I'd probably say the Prism Lake as well, just with all the colors and seeing the steam rise up. That was really
extremely
incredible.
Cinematic. If you've never been to the Prism Lake, that was part of Yellowstone, right?
It's
very, very cinematic. If you go there to film, buddy, you're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
I had a good time.
Unbelievable.
But there's one thing we forgot to mention.
What's that?
Not only do we pray for our church family name, by name. I mean,
that's
we
true.
Go through the entire list and mm-hmm. care group leaders and ministry leaders. We pray for all of them. But we also read a book.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And read a book. Mm-hmm. Typically, we would do a Bible study through a book of the Bible. But this time we did John Maxwell's
High Road Leadership
that just came out in May mm-hmm. of 2024.
This book is hot off the press.
Yes.
12 chapters, and we divided amongst not only the staff members, but also the spouses. Mm-hmm. And we divided amongst ourselves, and each one of them gave a summary of each chapter.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to go back and read it as a staff.
Yes.
But this was a great time for everybody to learn about leadership. Not something, some classic book from years ago, which is great. Mm-hmm. We do that too. But a book that just hot off the press, as John said,
right.
just came out.
It's really new, but do you think there may be a new Dr. Shug's book club in the future? A new pick for Dr. Shug's book club?
I think so.
We'll talk about it.
Just might be.
Very cool.
Thank you so much for tuning into this very special episode of the Clearview Today Show. Thank you, Dr. Shaw. Thank you, John, for making this possible. David, Adam as well. Man, what a treat to be able to record this from the Watchtower in Cody, Wyoming.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad we're about to get down. Like I said, I'm all good to conquer my fear, but I'm ready to get down out of this Watchtower.
You've reached your...
We're high up in the air right now.
If you guys enjoyed today's episode, write in and let us know, 252-582-5028, or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Don't forget you can partner with us financially on that same website. Scroll to the bottom, click that donate button, and let us know it's coming from our Clearview Today Show family.
We're not that high up.
How high up are we?
Well, I could jump and be okay.
No, absolutely not.
We got to end the episode to make sure David doesn't jump. Make sure you guys stay tuned. Lots of great content coming your way. We love you guys. We'll see you next time on Clearview Today.